hear, O Lord.
Chapter of Luke
Satan tries to tempt Jesus. He offers him glory, but Jesus focused on his ministry and knows that God's will must be done. He's not tempted by Satan, nor is he tempted to stay and be the local celebrity. He answers them by saying, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns so that I might proclaim the message there also. For that is what I came out to do." So how do we thank God for all the blessings he has bestowed upon us? Simon's mother-in-law had it right. As soon as she was well, she healed by Jesus,
you do know how to pronounce everything, don't you?
There's the message in her actions. We are healed every day when God forgives us our sins and casts out the demons that possess our lives and distract us. Those things that distract us from the love, peace, and guidance we get from our Lord. The answer is to take time to serve God by serving those around
it's
us.
It's almost as bad as that one.
We actually serve him. In the 25th chapter of Matthew, we are reminded that whenever we feed, clothe, and visit those in need, we are serving God himself. Jesus says, "Whenever you do this to the least of these, you do it also to me." As people of Jesus, people who are healed and forgiven, we must seek out opportunities to serve God by serving those among us who are in need. So where is God in our lives today? He's where he's always been, right beside us, protecting and forgiving us every step of the way. The message we receive from the gospel lesson today is that when we take the time to thank God by serving our brothers and sisters in need, we more fully develop our relationship with Christ. So how can we serve him and thank him for his love, peace, and forgiveness? Serving God is as easy as praying for a friend in need, making a meal for someone who is hungry or recovering from an illness, teaching a Sunday school class, giving an unbeliever a Bible, participating in mission work, or even posting a Bible verse on Facebook or Twitter. When people think about serving God, they think about spreading his word. Sometimes we are overwhelmed by the idea of mission work. People have visions of global missionaries who travel around the world to do good works. That is part of the call for some, but it doesn't have to be so complicated. We have many opportunities right in front of us in our own community. There are people who have never heard the word of God within our community. So let's start there. This week, let's all take a moment and serve God as he has served us with his love, guidance, and peace. Amen.
How can they do that?